One there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. This is our special Memorial Day edition. It was taped on Friday, May 24th, so if there's been any news of soccer happening over the weekend, we'll talk about that on next week's show. Hope everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend. We have a huge show for you tonight. We have, starting off with the goalkeeper coach for the U.S. men's national team, former England international keeper Chris Woods will be with us, and then we'll have the coach of the U.S. women's national team, Tom Cermani, to talk about the big match, U.S. against Canada in Toronto this coming Sunday, and then we'll be joined by the veteran goalkeeper from the New England Revolution, Matt Reese, and the Revs will be in town tomorrow night, 7:35 at Salen Stadium for a third-round U.S. Open Cup tie against the Rhinos. A big show. Joe Sirianni, our host, is here. Joe, this is one of our biggest shows ever. Look at all these great national guests we have.
Andrew, soccer is exactly what we, you and I talk about. We talk about the big games that's coming up tomorrow night, the fans that are needed to come to the stadium to support the Rhinos. We want to be the 12 men in the field, so come and cheer the Rhinos to victory.
That's right. If the Rhinos win on Tuesday, they will face possibly face the New York Red Bulls. Depends if the Red Bulls win. But if it is the Red Bulls, they'll be coming to Salen Stadium for the first time. One of the best teams in Major League Soccer. And our good friend Michael Lewis will probably be here. So we got to get by the Revs first. So again, we need a big crowd at Salen Stadium this Tuesday. And then also Friday, the Rhinos home against LA Blues in the USL Pro League, one of the best teams in the USL Pro. So definitely, this is the week to go out to Salen Stadium. 454 kick to get your tickets for the Rhinos this week. Two matches, the Revs on Tuesday and the LA Blues on Friday. When we come back, we'll be joined by the goalkeeper coach for the U.S. men's national team, Chris Woods, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash go on the road for the next four matches, starting Wednesday, June 5th at 7 o'clock against the Boston Breakers. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to view the match live online. The Flash return to Salen Stadium on Sunday, June 23rd for an afternoon match against Seattle Reign FC, starting at 4:05. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash tickets and flex packs. Visit the Salen Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salen's. Salen's is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salen's delicious real smokehouse ham or Salen's mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salen's deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salen's.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the 100th U.S. Open Cup tomorrow night at Salem Stadium in third-round action against the New England Revolution of MLS with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. Then on Friday, the Rhinos return to USL Pro League play hosting the L.A. Blues starting at 7:35. It's hometown heroes night with post-match fireworks. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on Memorial Day show. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni, and boy, coming up in just a matter of days, the United States men's national team, Joe, takes to the field against Belgium and then Germany on Sunday. And then, of course, the World Cup qualifiers. And I know you and I are going to be glued to our televisions watching all these matches and hoping the U.S. gets 5 victories out of 5.
Well, certainly it's an exciting time for soccer and especially the national team. There is so many things at stake right now, that the World Cup, Brazil, and all the you know, all the excitement of being in Brazil, participate. So I'm sure that those who get selected to go to Brazil, they're going to have a time of their life.
Well, we have to qualify first, and one of the
we assume the qualification should be there. There is not, you know, the United States is qualified before, and I'm sure we're going to do it again.
Many times in a row. One of the people who's going to help the U.S. national team get to Brazil in 2014 is our first guest on our show tonight. He is the goalkeeper coach for the U.S. men's national team. He's also a former England international, 42 caps for England, played, was the backup in the 90 World Cup to the legendary Peter Shilton, and he played for the Colorado Rapids against the Rhinos in 1996 in the Open Cup. We're happy to welcome Chris Woods to our show, and Chris's appearance is brought to you by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. And go check out Tony and Michelle over there in Northfield Commons. And, of course, get your national team gear. If you're going to the match in Cleveland against Belgium or the match in Washington, D.C. against Germany, get your gear at Top Notch Monogramming for the U.S. national team. 248-2650 is the number. Or go to topnotchmonogramming.com.
And don't forget that you get a discount if you mention our show.
That's right. Chris, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. And it's a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks.
I just want to correct you on one thing. It was actually 43 England caps, not 42.
I don't want to short you a cap there. That's very important. But this is a big 3 weeks for the U.S. national team. The team's coming in to as we tape this, the team is already in camp in Cleveland, getting ready for Belgium on Wednesday. The big 100th anniversary match with Germany at RFK comes up on Sunday, and then World Cup qualifying against Jamaica, Panama, and Honduras. This may be one of the toughest stretches ever for the men's national team. 5 games in 21 days.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, obviously the first two are obviously friendly games, and every time we go out, we want to obviously win a game. But we're preparing, obviously, those two games to go into the World Cup qualifiers where it really matters, and we need to put some points on the board. We found it tough when we've been away from home while I've been involved. So we need to go down to Jamaica and make sure that we get something positive out of the game. And then obviously we've got the two home games in Seattle and Salt Lake City after that.
Well, you know, which of the team that you for the World Qualifier, which of the team you think is the one that they're going to give you the United States the most problem?
That's very good. I mean, they're all top quality teams, so I mean, it's difficult to pick one. I mean, obviously going away to Jamaica, playing in the heat, it's a different sort of a game. You can't sort of get at them, press them, because of the heat taking so much out of you. So that is going to be a tough game. And at the same time, while I've been with them, we've not actually played Panama yet. So that's a new one for me. We've been down to Honduras and played them. So we came away with a 1-1 draw. But, it was... they're all going to be tough. I mean, we're under no illusions that, we've got to be playing at 100% to get something from these games.
I know that Coach Klinsmann has called in a large group into camp, 26 players. The U.S. has got 8 players with yellow cards. And, of course, in the CONCACAF qualifying, if you get a second yellow, then you have to sit out a match. So, obviously, there's going to be some switching of lineups in there. What is the plan of action for Coach Klinsmann and for the coaching staff? Are we going to see different lineups possibly in these matches, especially in the friendlies? Maybe Coach will be trying out some different combinations against Belgium and Germany to prepare for those World Cup matches?
Yeah, well, I think it's obviously players from Europe, and they're coming in, they've probably been finished for a couple of weeks, albeit the Premier League, they only finished last Sunday. So it's a question of just topping up the fitness levels. I think everybody getting a feel for a game again. So I would have thought that there will be, one or two changes to give everybody a bit of game time. But obviously that is Jürgen Klinsmann's decision on that and how he wants to play it. Once we get together, then we'll sit down and plan that.
We're in with Chris Woods, the goalkeeper coach for the United States men's national team. The men again in action on Wednesday against Belgium in Cleveland, so not far from Rochester, 5-hour drive. It's definitely going to be a test, and Cleveland, I know, has put out some great crowds for U.S. men's national team games, and this is a big one to get a good result to start with against this Belgium side.
Yes, I mean, that's correct. I mean, obviously, you've got Kevin Morales, who's at our club, Everton Football Club, as well. You've got Marouan Fellaini, Ben Teke. I mean, they're all great players individually. So, as a team, you have to blend together. So that's what we obviously going to have to look and see, how we can compete against that.
Chris, just a thought that came to my head, Lyndon Donovan. I mean, what is the status with him? Is he coming back to the national team? And where is he stands right now?
To be fair, I am not 100% sure on that one. I'm sure that he's still in Jürgen Klinsmann's thoughts. I'm obviously he is. So, I mean, he's a great player. I mean, somebody that... you would miss if he's not playing. So, we need him sort of fighting fit.
Chris, you've got a lot of people for your position, the keepers. You've got 6 keepers coming into camp. That's a bit unusual. Usually you don't see that many. What was the reason for that? And what are you going to be doing in this camp with so many keepers? What's your role going to be in helping them get ready for these World Cup matches?
He's going to be very busy.
That's for sure, yes.
Yeah, very busy, yeah. Actually, they're not all coming in all at the same time. So, team games that they've got as well, the MLS games. We're sort of rotating them around. So I think the most I'll have at one time, maybe 3, I think. the thing is with me, I mean, it's all about, again, keeping them sharp. Like I say, they've probably just finished for a good week to 10 days. But once we get two or three days training into us, then we should be okay. I mean, obviously, I know Tim Howard very well because I work with him all the time at the club. So he knows what he wants. He knows how I work. And he is conscientious, and he's a very fit guy, as is Brad Guzan as well. So, I mean, fortunately, I've known him for years now, and, you know, they're good because they push each other along, and the training is quite, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, easy because of how much they work together well, and they've got a good camaraderie.
Chris, one of the things that in my soccer career, I always been a fan of the goalkeeper because, first of all, I have a lot of respect for you guys because you sacrifice your body immensely. I think that the being a goalie, you know, in the older day, that you say to be a goalie or a left wing, you have to be a little bit on the crazy side because those positions are really demanding, and you're either a hero or you're a goat, you know, for... putting the cards on the table is that the goalkeepers, they really have to work much harder than the players, the rest of the players on the team. Am I correct in my assumption that you really have to have a desire to be a goalkeeper? And my other question to you, why did you choose to be a goalkeeper?
Why did I choose to be a goalkeeper? It's a very good question. I was playing, I used to play in midfield, and I actually tore my thigh muscle. And while I couldn't run around, I went in goal. And while I was in goal, I had some scouts come look at me, and I went for trials at league clubs. So that is how I basically ended up in goal. Not that I wanted to be a goalkeeper, it was more fate that it was thrown at me. So that was the reason for that. And just going back to the first question there, yes, I'm goalkeepers work so hard during the week because in a game, it's more of a mental pressure than sort of physical work. I know you have saves to make and everything, but not compared to the outfield players. So you have to have broad shoulders, and like you say there, you're either a hero or you're the villain. And, you know, I think with so much TV and media coverage now that if you make a mistake, you need to be really sort of focused on what you believe that is right, and you have to put mistakes behind you and just get on with the job, because otherwise it can... You know, it can really knock your confidence.
Well, Chris, a couple of things before we let you go. I know you're getting ready to head out and get ready for the matches. But you played for the Colorado Rapids in '96 in the opening season of Major League Soccer, and you had a visit here to Rochester back in October '96 in the U.S. Open Cup, the semifinal against the Rhinos, and the Rhinos won that one 3-0. I know you probably haven't given up three goals in a match very often, but what do you remember about that match?
Well, like you say, I remember it being cold, very cold, and also I remember the three goals flying past me. I mean, if you'd have said on that night that who was the MLS team and who wasn't, then you would have said Rochester. So, I mean, they played very, very well, and I also remember the goalkeeper hitting his head on the post and having a big cut on there. So and I don't think he was the regular goalkeeper either. So those are the few memories that I have of that game.
That was a lot. It's been almost, 17 years. It's time flies, I tell you.
Don't tell me about it.
But even a little bit further back, though, one last thing, and I went when I knew we were going to come on. I went back and listened to one of my favorite bands, New Order, and a song they did in 1990 for the England World Cup team called World in Motion that went all the way to number one. So we could say for the first time ever, we have a number one person on a number one UK single on our show. But that was a great song. John Barnes, the great England forward, had had a big part in that with a rap. And now Paul Gascoigne, the legend himself, he had fun with that. But you were in there briefly for a couple of seconds when they showed the whole England team. But just something I know that in England, they do that a lot with, they always have a song they use for World Cup time. And every year it's different, every 4 years. So that was a fun one, though.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, I think every sort of World Cup or European Championships, they can try and put a song together. And even though I didn't sing on it, at least I was part of it. And and I can say I was, like you say, a number one chart topper.
In fact, we're going to hear it. And as we go out of this segment, we're going to hear a bit of that song. So just as to honor you, Chris. So again, thank you so much for being on our show. I've wanted to have you on here for a long time because you have such a great history with England and with MLS. And with now with our national team. So we wish you and all the guys the best of luck over these next 3 weeks. And 5 wins out of 5 is hopefully what we'll see. So thanks so much for being on our show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Woods here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the U.S. national team coach. Again, the national team in action this Wednesday, ESPN2, 8 p.m. against Belgium from Cleveland, Ohio. And then Sunday, 2:30 on ESPN2 against Germany from RFK Stadium. Right after that, the women will be on ESPN News, U.S. and Canada. That's where Joe and I will be. But let's hear a bit of World in Motion as we go out of this segment. When we come back, we will speak with U.S. women's national team coach Tom Sermani here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top Notch Monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the 100th U.S. Open Cup tomorrow night at Salem Stadium in third-round action against the New England Revolution of MLS, with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. Then on Friday, the Rhinos return to USL Pro League play, hosting the L.A. Blues, starting at 7:35. It's Hometown Heroes Night with post-match fireworks. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Western New York Flash go on the road for the next four matches, starting Wednesday, June 5th at 7 o'clock against the Boston Breakers. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to view the match live online. The Flash return to Salient Stadium on Sunday, June 23rd for an afternoon match against Seattle Reign FC, starting at 4:05. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash tickets and flex packs. Visit the Salient Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
WYSL Avon Rochester.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, I tell you, we always talk about the women, obviously, with Abby Wambach, Rochester Zone. And coming up Sunday, one of the biggest friendlies. I don't know if you call it a friendly, though. It's the U.S. and Canada and Toronto. We're going to be there. I can't wait.
Well, it certainly is going to be one of the events that you and I are going to go and watch, not only from the standpoint of seeing AB play, but also because I and you are a fan of the women game now, more so than the men's game.
I'll still take Chelsea, and you'll take Juventus, I know. But obviously, we're very, very happy to have with us right now a gentleman who has taken the reins for the U.S. Women's National Team in early this year, and he'll be behind the bench as U.S. faces Canada coming up on Sunday in BMO Field in Toronto. Happy to be joined by the head coach of the Women's National Team, Tom Cermani. And Tom's appearance is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. The Flash's next home game will be Sunday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. against Seattle Reign FC. Call 454-KICK for tickets or go to WNYFlash.com. Tom, thanks for being with us and welcome back to the airwaves in Rochester.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Thank you.
And Tom, you were recently in Rochester at one of the Flash matches. We saw you were interviewed at halftime. We saw you there. What were you doing in Rochester?
Well, basically what I've been doing over the last few weeks is going around all as many NWSL matches as possible. I've been to all the grounds now and I've seen most teams at least two or three times. So basically going out there, looking at games, trying to see if there's any new players out there and also seeing how the national team players are traveling.
Well, Tom, you know, I'm sure that when you were in Rochester, you saw, McCall Zerboni play. She's one of my favorite players. What did you think of her?
Sorry, who did you say again?
McCall Zerboni, you know, the midfielder he played midfield.
Yeah. No, very good player. I mean, she's amongst, quite a few players that I hadn't sort of seen before and who have obviously got talent. And as I say, I think from a sort of scouting perspective, it's probably more important as the season goes on to sort of assess those players, because that's the test of, whether they've got a sort of consistency and longevity. So I look forward to seeing a bit more of her as the season goes on.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to ask you for, right off the bat, it's because you played, you were with the Australia national team and you played against the Americans. And, of course, you came out at the short end of the deal at that time. It's what motivated you to make the move from the Australian national team and come with the American team?
Well, it's not often in your coaching career or any career you get a chance to take on the number one team in the world. And So that was the main motivation. It's a great challenge, and I think if you're a coach, like a player, you want to do stuff at the highest level, and to get an opportunity to come here and to coach the players that are in this national team and in this structure was just, you know, it's one of those offers that you just can't refuse.
Certainly, and obviously you were in Australia for many years, though. You're obviously from Scotland. You played for Albion Rovers in Scotland and played for Torquay United, one of the great teams in the Cornwall area, one of my wife's favorite areas of England. But then you made the move to Australia. What was the reason for the move?
Well, essentially, I was kind of getting close to my 30s, and I got an offer to go and play in Australia. They had a men's national league here, a bit like the old national league they used to have in the US back in the 70s and 80s. So a similar league in Australia, and I got an offer to go there with the intention of just sort of going, playing maybe two or three seasons and coming back to the UK. And then, you know, 20-odd years later, still ended up in Australia. So that's basically how it's happened, and basically I think what a soccer player and soccer coach's life is often like.
But Tom, you know, they say that coaches, you know, they go from one place to the other places, you know, to better enhance their career, and they go to the, you know, usually the best team in the world, much like you just did. Now that you're in America, and now that you have had a chance to go all over the world, tell us a little bit about the progress that the women's soccer has made. And if you be kind enough to take us from your experience, you know, coaching, you know, at the lower level to the highest level right now.
Well, I mean, from a women's soccer perspective, the game, I think particularly in the last 5 years, has taken another huge leap forward. I mean, when we talked about earlier about when the WUSA started in 2001, I mean, that was kind of a unique league at its time. When a fully sort of professional women's league, the best players in the world all came to the US. But if you look now, you know, a mere 10 years later, there are professional leagues in national leagues virtually every women's country in the world, and players are plying their trade in every country, similar to the men's game. So I think many ways the women's game mirrors the men's game, but the progress has been much more significant over a significantly shorter period of time. And as I say, I think particularly in the last 4 or 5 years, you know, the step forward in professionalism, quality of players, the tightness in games between the top probably 15 or more countries in the world, you know, signifies the growth in the game.
It certainly has. If you look at the roster we have for the national team, we've got players who are playing for Liverpool and Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern Munich. I mean, you'd be thinking that'd be a men's roster, but each of those teams, of course, Paris Saint-Germain, one of the best women's teams in the world. Unfortunately, they lost in the UEFA Champions League final held at Stamford Bridge, of course, one of the best stadiums in the world. My team is Chelsea, if you didn't know that, Tom.
We all have our burdens to bear.
Well, okay. I know. Well, at least they won the Europa League. But anyway, the Paris Saint-Germain has a tremendous league. The German league has been very strong. So it's a little bit different now, I think, for you as a women's coach. You've got not only to manage the players that are playing in the United States, but you also have overseas talent now who you have to manage as well.
I mean, that's becoming more and more of the it's like any, as the game progresses, different sets of problems crop up that you have to deal with as a coach and a manager. And that's one of them now that we're dealing with in the women's game, is the fact that you've now got players that are playing their trade all over the world. And, you know, just recently I did a little count-up of the significant US players that are playing in Europe, and there's about 11 who would make any national team anywhere else in the world, and they're all playing in various countries, like you say, from Sweden down to France to the UK, etc. And, it's just another thing that you have to continue to deal with as the game evolves. And, you know, in some ways it's a good thing. I think it's been a really positive thing for US players to go outside their comfort zone, to go into a different environment, different style of soccer, different coaching, different expectations, and staying away from home. That's given certainly that's a benefit. The downside is that you don't see them as often as you would like, and you can't get the players together as often as you would like. So, like anything, there's pros and cons to all the various stages of development that the game goes through.
We're here with Tom Cermani, the head coach of the U.S. Women's National Team. The U.S. Women will be in Canada this coming Sunday, June 2nd, against Canada, obviously. And the game will be on ESPN2 starting at 4:30, right after the men's game against Germany, as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of U.S. soccer. And said, Joe, you and I are going to be at a sold-out BMO Field, a game that's sold out in 48 minutes.
Right. Tom, just one more question from me, pertaining to the development of soccer. What would be your recommendation to the young girls and the young, you know, especially the young girls right now that you're dealing with, that they have so much enthusiasm? What does it need, you know, at the younger level to make those kids really come up and grow up? Certainly one is coaching. What else would you recommend? And what are the requirements of coaches? Would you like to implement?
I think the key thing now is, the quality of what you do in practice. I think the way the way the women's game is developing now, already, but certainly in a few years' time, the physical qualities are going to have to be a given. If you're not physically good, as the game gets quicker and stronger, you're not going to make it anyway. But even more so now, if your technical skills aren't good enough, you're not going to be able to play at the highest level. It's as simple as that. So, my advice to any young girl is when they're out there in training, that the quality of the practice that they do is much, much more important. And their skill level, their ability to pass, control the ball, their touch on the ball, all those kind of elements of the game are going to become more and more critical, particularly at the international level.
Tom, this game on with U.S. and Canada, like I said, you can't call it a friendly because it's never a friendly between two neighboring countries, especially two countries that are so strong in women's soccer. And obviously the U.S. is going to certainly, they'll have their fans, but they're going to be drowned out by a sea of red and white up at BMO Field. What do you expect to see from this match? What are you looking to take out of this match going forward throughout the rest of this year as we prepare for World Cup qualifying early next year?
Well, it's probably like every game for me, particularly at this stage, is a bit of a learning curve. I'm beginning to learn more and more about the players, about their abilities, their character, etc. And this one will be certainly a test of all of those things. It'll be a test of our soccer ability. It'll be a test of the character of the team, which I cannot question at all because it's outstanding. And again, it will be a great rehearsal for us in 2 years' time to begin up in playing in an environment close to home, but one that's probably not going to be that friendly. So it's just, I think it's another test. You know, our team, particularly when we play at home, has a tremendous support. Even when we go overseas and play, there's a tremendous support for our team. The atmosphere that we're going into next Sunday is probably going to be a fairly volatile one, probably one of the most volatile that we'll face. So it will just be an interesting test for us to see how we cope with that and how well we do under those circumstances.
Obviously, we're all here in Rochester watching Abby Wambach very closely, our hometown girl. She's 3 goals away from Mia Hamm's record. And obviously also Carly Lloyd, who is now a member of the Western New York Flash. But we'll also be watching Christine Sinclair. She was a former Flash player, and she's now fallen 10 goals behind Abby, but she is a little bit younger. But you got 2 of the best goal scorers in the history of women's soccer, Tom. What do you expect to see from Abby and Christine in this match?
Well, we've got 2, and we've got 1 potential one in Alex Morgan.
That's true, too.
What I expect to see is big games bring out the big players, and both of those players are players for the big occasion. So I expect to see both of them, you know, ready to go and ready to produce. You know, Sinclair's obviously the go-to player in the Canadian team, and it's a great motivation for her to do well against the teammates that she's playing with at the moment and the players that she's playing against week in and week out. And Abby just continues to produce the goods when it comes to the business end of things and crunch time. So, you know, I would love to see Abby break the record in this game. That might be hoping for a bit too much. But I expect to see big games from both of those players.
Well, Tom, we're really looking forward to the match. We'll be there, Joe and I, covering it for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm sure there'll be a lot of fans coming up from Rochester if they were able to get tickets, that is, because, again, it's sold out so quickly. But it's going to be a great match, two of the best teams in the world, and it's a sold-out stadium. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and we wish U.S. and yourself the best of luck on Sunday, and hopefully we'll bring home a win for the United States.
That's what we're hoping for. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you very much, Tom.
And welcome to Rochester and Rochester Soccer.
And I hope to see some games up there later in the season.
Great. Look forward to having you back when it's a little warmer. Bye-bye. Tom Cermani here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, U.S. Women's National Team Coach. When we come back, we'll be joined by the veteran goalkeeper, former U.S. international from the New England Revolution, Matt Reese, as we talk about the U.S. Open Cup match tomorrow evening against the Revs at Salem Stadium in third-round U.S. Open Cup action. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash go on the road for the next four matches, starting Wednesday, June 5th at 7 o'clock against the Boston Breakers. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to view the match live online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium on Sunday, June 23rd for an afternoon match against Seattle Reign FC, starting at 4:05. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash tickets and flex packs. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the 100th U.S. Open Cup tomorrow night at Salem Stadium in third-round action against the New England Revolution of MLS with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. Then on Friday, the Rhinos return to USL Pro League play, hosting the LA Blues starting at 7:35. It's Hometown Heroes Night with post-match fireworks. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. You say you want a
revolution. Welcome back to our final segment here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our Memorial Day show. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Tomorrow night at Salem Stadium, it's the third round of the U.S. Open Cup. And for 4 to 5 years, Joe, we had the New England Revolution play in the Rhinos. It's been a while now, so we've got them again on Tuesday. It's going to be a barn burner. Every match has been close and exciting. This should be no exception.
Yeah, there's one difference, though. We partner now with them.
Yes, so, that's very interesting.
You know, so it's going to make it very interesting to see, both sides want to prove themselves and both sides that we're one team, actually. So, it's going to be interesting to see how the players are really going to approach that, how the coaches are going to approach it, the procedure and all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, we're going to find out who needs them more.
That's right.
Or who wants it more.
And someone who knows that very well, our guest has played against the Rhinos in the majority of those Open Cup matches, been with the Revs for many years, and been on our show before, too. We're very happy to welcome back to Soccer's Kicking the Grass, Matt Reese. And Matt's appearance is brought to you by LiveWire, Rochester's number one phone dating hotline. 325-0000 is the number. You must be 18 years or older. LiveWire is the place to be. Matt, thanks for being with us again. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Just excited to start another Open Cup. I've won it a couple times, and it being the longest running tournament in the United States, it's very prestigious and always a good time.
And it doesn't hurt that the prize money is doubled this year for the 100th anniversary.
Nice.
Absolutely. And I tell you, that we looking back at some of the history of the Open Cup with the Revs, that's one of the things I'm looking forward to, especially with this match. Every time we played the Revs in the Open Cup, it's gone down to the wire. It's been an exciting match, and you've been a big part of those matches. The one I remember the most, I think, was 2006, the scoreless tie that was as exciting as a 5-4 match in any other situation, and went to penalties, and the Rhinos went up 2 goals in the penalty shootout. We missed one and hit the post and another. You come up to take the 5th kick for the Revs and beat Scott Vallo, and the Revs went on to win in penalties. But I'm sure you remember that match very well.
Yeah, it was, it's always crazy in soccer. There's so many different things happen, and I actually didn't even save a penalty, and we ended up winning. Like you said, you guys went up 2-0, and then you guys missed your next three, and we made our next three. So it was exciting as always, and you get these cup matches with different levels playing, it's always difficult because the field is the great equalizer, and that's why we go out there and play. And any team, whether it be a amateur team all the way up to professional teams, anybody can win. So really looking forward to the challenge and excited to start another tournament.
Matt, just talk a little bit about penalties. What is your approach when you take a penalty? I mean, you, just like Andrew was saying, you were the 5th shooter and you went in and you took. I remember that too because I was actually pulling against you. I was hoping you miss, but that's near here or there now. What is the approach that a kicker really takes? From both sides.
I think as a shooter, you just want to stick to a side that you're going to and you're comfortable with and just focus on hitting it well and striking it kind of where you want it to go. As a goalkeeper, you're trying to pick up on clues as to, where you feel that the player is going and what side, and you want to kind of start moving to that side as they get close to the ball, and once they're getting ready to kick it, you want them because the same side you're going. So, it's always different. It's always, at the end of a long, long time, you have the full time and you have an extra 30 minutes. So, 120 minutes of playing, you know, you get to that point where a lot of guys are tired mentally and physically. So, you know, it's always a gamble. It's always a crapshoot. But you do practice them and you do try and get good at them. And it comes down to nerves. You know, who usually has the best nerves.
Oh, Matt, looking back at those matches, the names Taylor Twellman and Steve Ralston showed up many times. Each of them scored three goals in those four cup matches. So a total of six of the seven goals the Revs scored were by Twellman or Ralston. And those guys, of course, are long gone. It's really a brand new Revs team. You're about the only player who's been goes back to that era. So can you tell us some of the players we should be looking for? I know there's a young 18-year-old that is really opening the eyes of a lot of MLS players, MLS teams. Can you give us some information on him and some of the other guys we'll be looking to see on Tuesday?
Yeah, we have Diego Fagundes, who is our first-ever signing of a homegrown player, a player that we brought up through our academy that we signed to our first team. You know, he's been really coming into his own this year, and you know, really remarkable as a, you know, a player that's 18 years old to be able to play at that level. I know I definitely wasn't ready when I was 18. We also have Lee Wynn, who's been doing really well for us. And you know, we've really put together a group that is very deep. And when you're playing in two, you know, different competitions, one being the league and the other being this cup, you know, you really have to have a deep team, and we've really, Jay and staff has really put together a very deep team, and you know, one that can compete on a couple different tournaments.
Certainly, and the other name that maybe many fans, of course, would know watching our national team that you guys just signed, Juan Agudelo, who scored against Argentina for the United States, and he's just come on. So that's another great weapon, another very young player, but certainly he's experienced beyond his years, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, he's been playing for a long time, and another one that's gotten a start at an early age. So he is, yeah, just kind of fitting in with the team and getting to know the guys, but he's a good, talented player that we'll be able to use in a couple different positions.
Matt, what are we to expect of this game with the Rhinos?
No. Well, I think it's going to be a difficult game for us because we are playing on Saturday and then Tuesday again. We've had a lot of games in a short amount of time. So we'll have to kind of rotate our squad a little bit. But, you know, all the guys that will be playing and that you guys will face will be guys that have played, you know, minutes in the league and you know, are a veteran of the MLS for a couple different years. So, you know, it's going to be an entertaining affair, and it's definitely one where you know, we want to try and win a trophy this year and every year. So you know, we'll be putting our a good team out there and trying to win the game.
And it's interesting you say that because, of course, the Rhinos and the Revolution are affiliated now officially, and we have four very talented players from the Revs on the Rhinos roster. A couple of them played in the first Open Cup match against the Portland Phoenix. So,
and the goal scorer was our Revs player.
Absolutely, and that's and that worked out. Mr. Duckett did very well in that match, and it's interesting because the DC United is playing the Richmond Kickers, their affiliate, but DC has called up all the players from Richmond that they loaned to them, so there may be DC players playing against the team that they've actually spent most time with. So fortunately, the Revs aren't, I believe, are not going to be doing that. So, but it gives an interesting perspective to this game where you have, it's almost like when Bayern Munich played their Bayern Munich amateur team in the German Cup a number of years ago.
I think you're going to see a lot more of this, you know, in the future with these teams that have guys playing. It's important for, you know, those younger guys to get minutes and to be on a team and to be relied upon week in, week out. And it's just furthering their development in the game. So, yeah, it is going to be interesting, but you know, if you guys all have brothers, you know that when you're facing your friends and your brother, that you want to beat them the most. So, you know, we're definitely know that we're going to get the best game out of those guys and everybody else. The Rhinos team wants to prove, you know, they have a shot to be in the MLS.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
like I said, this the games against the Revs were always very exciting. They were never blowouts. They all went down to the either the last kick or went to penalties. It's going to be a great match. But before we leave you, Matt, we want to ask how your father-in-law is. For those of you who don't know, Matt's father-in-law was injured in the Boston terror attacks. So, Matt, give us an update.
Yeah, he. I think he was the last victim to leave the hospital. We just got to the rehabilitation hospital on Tuesday. So, you know, we were in the hospital for I think about 35 days after the attack. He's doing well. You know, he's now working on his rehabilitation of his left leg. He had a piece of metal shrapnel go through his left leg and embed into his right leg. And the doctors at Boston Medical did an amazing job of, one, keeping him alive and actually bringing him back to life. So we're very grateful and thankful for, you know, all that the doctors and staff did there. And now we're on a phase of rehabilitation and learning how to use and what use we do have of his left leg. And, you know, he's working really, really hard, I think. This new hospital, Spalding Rehabilitation Center, and is just what we need. And he's really showing some great signs of improvement. And you know, having been injured myself and coming back from injuries, it's really important, you know, to just take it day by day, and that's what we're doing. And we hope every day is better than the last. And so far, so good.
Well, we certainly wish him the best, and. For a speedy recovery, and our hearts and prayers are with him and for him.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it very much. It's amazing the outpouring of support that our family's gotten, not only from the city of Boston, but every soccer community has been, you know, been overflowing with support and prayers. And we can't thank you guys all enough. And thank you guys for your thoughts and prayers too.
Oh, no problem, Matt, and we hope he gets it's better very soon. And we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday here at Salem Stadium for the Open Cup match. Thanks very much for being on our show.
Absolutely, guys. Take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye. Matt Reese from the New England Revolution here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, of course, again, the Revs and the Rhinos in action tomorrow night, 7:35 kickoff at Salem Stadium. Third round of the U.S. Open Cup. The winner faces the New York Red Bulls. We could see the Red Bulls right here in Rochester. Michael Lewis, our colleague, will be coming up for that match if it happens. It would be June 12th, but we got to get by the Revs first, Joe. It's going to be a tough, tough match.
Exactly. Just like I said, all the players on both teams, they're trying to prove that they need to be in MLS, and our guys, the Rochester guys, they want to get their butt up to MLS as well. So it should be a great game.
So you got to come out and see it. It's going to be great weather and a big crowd. We need a big crowd to support the Rhinos in this match. So again, Tuesday night, 7:30, and then Friday night, Salem Stadium, the Rhinos and the LA Blues. It is definitely going to be a big night. They're honoring the local firefighters, local first responders, and fireworks after the match. So call 454-KICK for your tickets for the Rhinos against the Revs on Tuesday and the Rhinos and the LA Blues on Friday. So we want to thank Matt Reese, Liz Summers from the New England Revolution for helping us out with the show. Also, of course, Chris Woods from the U.S. Men's National Team and Michael Kammerman, the press officer, U.S. Men in Action, Wednesday, ESPN2, 8 p.m. against Belgium. And then Sunday, it'll be U.S. against Germany from RFK at 2:30 on ESPN2. And we also want to thank, of course, Aaron Heifetz from the U.S. Women's National Team and Coach Tom Sermani. The women, 4:30 ESPN News from Toronto against the Canadians. And Joe and I will be there. We'll have the full report on the match next Monday night. We're back live on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So this has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo here at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday live at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Say goodnight, Joe. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products,
Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.